Okay. This year in Yeshiva we are learning Maseches Bava Metzia. The word Bava Metzia means what?
The middle gate.
Middle gate, right? Bava Metzia means middle gate, the Sha'ar Ha'emtsa'i, that's Bava Metzia, as opposed to Bava Kama, which is the first gate, and Bava Bas, which is the last gate. Bava Metzia is the middle gate. That name itself implies what? If I say it's the middle gate, that implies
A first gate and a last gate,
and there's a certain continuity. They are all, just like we speak about undergraduate Torah studies, and there are different divisions in it, but there are different parts, right? Different gates, and they're all part of one larger structure. That's l'cha'ora what Bava Metzia means. It's the middle gate, but there are others, and the others are all about the same. That would seem to imply, based on an expression that Tosfos has, and we'll get to the Mishnah a little bit later, but we don't really need to learn the Mishnah. We could learn the Tosfos here before we learn the Mishnah, and that's an interesting thing. That would imply that Kula Nezikin is Chada Mesechta, no? Is that correct? This should imply... I was thinking of bringing my own thing, but Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta, that all of Nezikin is a single Masechta, and there are just different parts. It's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Bas, we're doing Bava Metzia, but it's part of a larger structure called Nezikin. This is the way, this is the standard Mahalach that I think we would assume a priori. If I'd ask you, tell me something about Bava Metzia. So at first glance, you'd say, you know what? Bava Metzia is about dividing money. It's about damages. It's somehow connected to Bava Kama and to Bava Basra. And therefore, the Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta seems to be the basic Mahalach. Correct? And you would tell me, and if you look in the Maharetz Chiyos is a Tzvi Hersh Chayos. He was an interesting character in Jewish history. He hated the Reform with a passion, and he decided to do lower-level Talmud criticism in order to oppose what was going on at his time in the Reform movement. And Maritz Chiya says, Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta seems to be the Pashtus, that's why it's called Bava Metzia. And he says, it's Dome, it's very similar to Meseches Kalim. Right, where also, if you look in the Tosefta and Kalim, Kalim, just like Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, has how many prakim? 30. There are 30 prakim in Kalim. There are 30 prakim between Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. That would imply that, right, they're both the same. And in Kalim, if you look in the Tosefta, there's a Bava Kama of Kalim, above a Metzia of Kalim, above a Basra of Kalim. There are three different sections, each section of 10 Prakim, that form together the largest structure called Meseches Kalim. Kalim, by the way, is the pits. It's the most boring Mesechta. If you ever were assigned Kalim for a yard site, I feel for you. But that's the story of Meseches Kalim. It seems to be the same. The Maritz Chiyos points out in the Seder Olam is a historical measure. It's attributed to the Tanner of Yossi ben Chalafta. In the Seder Olam also, there are three different parts, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, and they're all part of a larger structure. This seems to be the Pashtas in Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta. Right? Okay, did everyone fill out name? Fine, great. Now, there's a problem with this analysis, even though this seems to be correct. The problem is that who doesn't hold like this, Mahalach? What I'm saying is that everyone should agree all of Nezikin is a single Masechta because there are three parts in Nezikin. There's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. The Rashba agrees or doesn't agree? I would say that the Rashba agrees with what I'm saying. The Rashba says, right, by the way, Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta, right? So the Rashba would seem to be in this category that everybody holds it's one Masechta, but Tosis says that there's a machlokes here. Tosis says that there's a man da amar that kulin nezikin lav chad mesechta. No? According to what we're saying, it's impossible to disagree with the kulin nezikin chad mesechta approach. Because, of course, just like Kalim has three parts and Nezikin has three parts, the name Bava Metzia itself implies three parts, it's gotta all be the same. Right? But Tosis says it's a machlokes, and there is an opinion, and if anything, Tosis seems to be favoring that opinion of Kula Nezikin Lav Chada Masechta. No? Tosis is favoring that other opinion, and this is very strange. Because the opinion that Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta makes the most sense, yet for some weird reason, Tosis is favoring the other opinion. Good? The Rashba makes sense. Tosis quoting, not just quoting the other Shita, but seeming to favor that Shita, right? This is part of the Maharam of Lublin's Taina on Tosis, right? That Tosis says, well, in two Mesechdes, even though in two Mesechdes Ein Seder LaMishnah and Kula Nezikin might not be the same Mesechda, so Maharam of Lublin jumps up and says, yeah, but maybe it is the same Mesechda. There's that, no, Tosis, the thrust of Tosis seems to be going with the approach that Kula Nezikin lav chada Mesechda. Good? So that is another issue that is worth raising. Now, how do I define this word nezikin? Just FYI. Kula nezikin chad mesechta. What would you say the definition of nezikin is?
Literally, or as
you... Huh? Literally, you would say damages.
Yeah, but it's like monetary loss.
But
the bavas.
We would say it's the bavas, right? That's what we've been saying until now. But usually when I learn shas, I have zroyim, moed, noshim, nezikin. What's nezikin? Nezikin is much more than the bavas, no? Nezikin has Sanhedrin, Makis, Shavuos, Idios. Somehow Idios is in Nezikin, right? Whatever, that's like weird one. Avos is in Nezikin, right? Nezikin is a seder of Mishnayos. It's not just a single Mesechta. One could argue that the approach, that Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta, and by the way, FYI, for those of you who learned Bava Basra last year, right? I think some of you did, right? The first Taisus in Bava Basra, very similar to the first Taisus in Bava Metzia, and the Maharsha on the first Taisus in Bava Basra writes that Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta means the entire Seder. If it means the entire Seder, so then the approach of Kula Nezikin Lav Chada Mesechta makes much more sense.
Can you repeat that last thing you said?
That if I hold...
What?
The Maharsha in Bava Basra tells us that when I say Kula Nezikin Chada Mesechta or Lav Chada Mesechta, I'm not talking about the Bavas, I'm talking about the whole Seder.
Okay.
That's an interesting line. Again, if our Tosis would assume that way, so then it would be easier to assume that Kula Nezikin Lav Chada Mesechta, but that would still not help me much, no? Because in this Meseches Nezikin, there could be a Seder Nezikin, and then there's a Meseches Nezikin. Meseches Nezikin, Seder Nezikin seems to be bigger, but Meseches Nezikin, there has to be a rhyme or reason what comes where. One other point that's worth mentioning, just in terms of structure of Mishnayos, did any of you ever read the Sefer Yesod HaMishnah V'Arichasa? Reb Ruvi Margolios was like a great hero of the Jewish people, no? He was the librarian in Hebrew U. He was actually the brother-in-law of the last Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, right? Rav Yitzchak Kulitz was the Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, just died like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So Rav Kulitz's brother-in-law was Reb Ruvi Margolios. Reb Ruvi Margolios wrote really fun svarim. Svarim that like are a lot of fun. So one of the svarim that he wrote is called Yesod HaMishnah V'Arichasa, which is about the way Mishnayos works. This is something that we'll be talking about a teeny bit in this Tosfos. How is it that Mishnayos came to be written? How do Mishnayos work? And in that book, he has the following theory. You see, what's the sequence of Mesechtos within every Seder? Right? So if I, let's say, take Seder Noshim, right? So first you have Yevamis, then it's Ksubis, right? Then Nidarim, Nazir, Soda, Gittin, Kiddushin. Like, why do they go in this order? So the Rishonim, the Rambam already in Perish HaMishnah, right, writes about how, what's the reason why each Seder follows the order that it does. Rabbi Ruvein Margolyes has a very interesting theory. Okay? His theory works as follows. You know how the order of Mishnayos within each Seder works? It goes in descending order of the number of chapters in each Masechta. Huh. That's cool, no? In other words, Yevamos has 16 chapters, Ksuvos is, what, 12? Nedarim is 10, Nazir is 8, I think. Right, Nazir is 9, Sotah is 8, something like that. But it goes in descending order of the number of chapters. If that's the case, so we end up with a problem when I learn Seder Nezikin, no? Because I start with Bava Kamma, 10. The next one should be 9, but instead I Bava Metzia, 10. Right? Next one, Bava Basra, 10. Next one, Sanhedrin, 11. Oh, I just messed up, right? Answer is no. There's really one big Masechta called Nezikin. Right? Again, this seems to be the standard Mahala. Tosfos, for some reason, and we're not going to have all the answers this year. For some reason, Tosfos is saying that Nezikin, that Tosfos seems to be favoring the approach that Nezikin is not a single Masechta. The Rashba, I think, is easier to understand. What can we do? Maybe Tosfos is going like that Maharsha, that means the whole Seder, but it still won't help us. Okay. That was introduction number one. Yeah?
Just a question.
Judah. You prefer Yehuda or Judah?
Yehuda.
Yehuda, okay.
I read a question of the use of the word Nezikin. What other word would you use to describe 30 prakim of Nezikin that aren't our name? You use DNA Mamanos?
Mamanos, yeah. I could call it Mamanos. I could call it Piskei Bezdin. I could call it lots of things. It's a little bit funny that the Seder has the same name as the Masechta. It's a little bit strange. Like Seder Noshim, and they have different Masechtas within Noshim. Yevamos, Ksuvos. Right? Fine. Tosfos is bothered by the Kasha. What's the first din in our Masechta? First din in Bava Metzia is, let's go guys, Shnayim Oksim Metalis. Two people grabbed onto a talis, right? Ze'omer ani mitzasiya, ze'omer ani mitzasiya, ze'omer kula shali, ze'omer kula shali. So din is yachloku, right? That's the first din in our Mishnah. Two people grabbed onto an item, right? I say it's mine, you say it's yours. The halacha is we divide it. Correct? Right, Pashat. Why is it that Bava Metzia began with this din? That's Tosfos' kasha. Correct? So what does Tosfos answer?
Continuation of
Bava Kamma. Right? So Bava Metzia comes after Bava Kamma, and right, and that I think is going to be agreed upon by everybody, that Bava Metzia comes after Bava Kamma. But there are different ways in the Rishonim that this is formulated. What is it about the end of Bava Kamma that led us to the din of Yachloku at the beginning of Bava Metzia? Nadav.
There's a case where you have a carpenter and the owner of a house, and it's the laws of how they split like lumber and the tools.
Right. It's not that they're splitting the tools, they're splitting the wood that is being chopped. Right? The carpenter is hired, I, the Baal HaBayis, right? I hire a carpenter to cut some wood for me. So the Mishnah says at the end of Bava Kamma, if you use a big saw, the bigger chunks go to the Baal HaBayis, and the smaller pieces go to the carpenter. But that's what Tosfos says. And therefore what?
Same discussion
as our Mishnah. In other words, the last Mishnah in Bava Kamma, according to Tosfos, is Chalukas Nagar Baal HaBayis. They're dividing up the wood. So it's about Chalukah. So Bava Metzia begins from where Bava Kamma left off,
And therefore, according to Tosis, the yesod of our Mishnah is what I would call chalukah. So far, so good? Now, did Tosis ask akasha? Now, akasha means usually like a contradiction, no? Was Tosis bothered by it should have been a different way? Or did Tosis just say, like, what's the pshat? Right? Sometimes a guy can walk over during sin and has a contradiction between two sources. And sometimes a guy just walks in and says, like, I don't know what it means. What was Tosis asking? Was he asking akasha? Or was he just asking for pshat?
Chora, no kasha.
Chora, there's no kasha whatsoever, correct? Right? Tosis did not have a kasha. The other Rishonim from the Tosfos school, and you should know that there are two different schools in Rishonim. There is the French and German school of Rishonim, and then there are the Spanish Rishonim. All of the Rishonim in the French and German school, we have three versions of Tosis in Bava Metzia. We have Tosis, Tosis Avinu Peretz, Tosis Harash. We also have other Rishonim in the French and German school. The Mordechai is German, no? At some point we'll talk about the difference between France and Germany. The Mordechai is German, but Tosis is French. French and German Rishonim do not ask a kasha, they're just telling me pshat. Why is it Bava Metzia is after Bava Kama? Bava Kama ends with Chalukah, Bava Metzia begins with Chalukah. Mr. Larson.
I thought the main, what Tosfos does is he brings other areas of Shas and tries to make them fit.
So generally, Tosfos does that. Right. The standard approach to Tosfos is that we ask a contradiction. Right over here, Tosis doesn't ask a contradiction. Do you see a contradiction Tosis asks?
Right.
Right, Tosis doesn't bring up anything else. Tosis is saying, yeah, you know, since we learned the end above a comma, we have the beginning above Metzia. He's saying pshat. He's not asking a question. Correct? There are, however, Rishonim who do it very differently. There are Rishonim who ask a question. Who's that? What? Tosfos Avinu Peretz asks a contradiction?
I thought it's
either
French or Spanish. It's French
known. So Tosfos Avinu Peretz, Tosfos Harash are all the Spanish Rishonim. Everyone in France says pshat. Right? France, Germany, they're saying pshat. But the Spanish Rishonim, who are the Spanish Rishonim? Solomon Ibn Aderet is Spanish, no? Yom Tov Al Ashbili, Spanish, right? It don't sound like Tom, right? Whatever. Yom Tov Al Ashbili. The Rash for the Ritva are Spanish Rishonim. The Ran is a Spanish Rishon. The first Spanish Rishon, the Goin, the greatest of the Spanish Rishonim is the Ramban. No? Spanish Rishonim, when they approach this sugya, they begin by asking a kasha. What's the kasha that they ask? And it's mamish, unbelievable that like they split along these lines. The Spanish Rishonim, by the way, took over from the French. No, you see, Jews were kicked out of France in when 1310. Germany had the Rheinfleisch massacres in 1286. But the Spanish Rishonim were all a generation after the French Rishonim. And the Spanish Rishonim say kimat the same thing, but they say it very differently. The Spanish Rishonim ask a kasha. What's the kasha? Frek the Rashba. Bedin hoya lahasko ba'elu mitzias. Ma'achar kach lulame ketzat folken also. What's the Rashba asking?
We should have started with elu mitzias.
Right? Elu mitzias is the second part in Bava Metzia, right? Now, why should I start with Elul Metzias? I should start with Elul Metzias because our Mishnah is saying that they're dividing. Well, why are they dividing? They're dividing because two people find an item and what? And we're trying to figure out
who really owns it.
So we say, Yachloku, we say divide. But Zach the... Zuck the Rashba, before you tell me that we divide it, you should talk to me about taking possession over an item that was found. Correct? And how do I go about taking possession over an item that was found? And that is all those laws called Elu Metzias, that entire second parak. By the way, FYI, turn to the Rush for a second. No? The Rush is French, German. The first Rush in the Masechta. First words in the first Rush in the Masechta. The Rush assumes that I know Elu Metzias when I open up Shnayim Ochsen. When I open the first parak above Metzias, the Rush assumes I know the second parak. What?
I just want to know where you got the Rush from.
On the Bar Ilan, on the YU website, you hit on libraries, and everyone could get every Rishon on the planet, basically.
What's the
It's the Bar Ilan database. We could teach. Yeah.
Okay.
We could teach how to do it after. But look in the Rush. Shnayim Ochsen B'tah Zom Eni Mitzasiha Zom Eni Mitzasiha Zok the Rush B'makom Shehisho Motza Kigom B'ir Sheruba Kutim. Right? The Rush adds, you see the first Rush in the Masechta, what's he adding? It's gotta be a case that the finder keeps it. Sometimes I find an item, I'm not allowed to keep it. I have to announce it, no? Sometimes I find an item, I get to keep it. Right, Ariel? When do I get to keep it? What? So if it was Hefker, but how do I know it's Hefker? I find a shirt in the street. I find a talus.
No simanim.
What?
No simanim.
No simanim. So we can't say that there's no simanim. I'll tell you why. That would be the easiest mahalach. The problem is that talus is a, I would say, modern Hebrew word. Modern Hebrew being Mishnaic Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, the word for talus is simla. No? And simla is what the Gemara uses to teach me the din of simanim. Stam talus has a simen. I know that my shirt is my shirt. How do I know it's my shirt? Every beggar I have, I know exactly where my collar is frayed. You don't know. I have a simen. Almost all of my begadim, a talus, like we think of a talus as being a prayer shawl. But for them, a talus is what they wore. No? So it's very hard to say that there's no simen. Very hard to say there's no simen. So mistomene is a simen. So how can I keep it if there's a simen? Stam talus has a simen because that's simla. So how can I keep it? Zuck the Rush. I found it. Which area? A majority of kutim. Kutim is a nice way of saying goyim. I find something in the town where this summer, 2 weeks ago, I was up in Maine. In Biddeford, Maine, near Biddeford, Maine, great place. So I went to the shower one morning, we were camping, so there's like a shower house down the road. So I'm in the shower, and like my foot is hurting. I bend down to figure out why my foot is hurting, and what's there? Somebody's diamond earring. My good luck. No? It's a ear sheruba kutim. What's the din? Thank you very much. I get to keep it, no? So I wanted to keep it and take it on point. I give it to one of my kids, and she lost it. But that's a different story. But the fact is, the Rush is assuming that I know something from the halachos of Metzias, right? Which is that there's sometimes I keep it, sometimes I don't keep it. So the Rush adds, by the way, we're talking about a town that's mostly goyim, so I could keep what I find. And now two people find it together. The shaila is, how do we divide it? And that's what the Rush says. But the other Rishonim, the Rishonim from Spain, don't want to just read a little bit in. The Rishonim from Spain ask a kasha. And they say, we should start with Elu Metzias. No? That's their kasha. And what's the answer the Rishonim from Spain give? What's the answer?
Continuation.
It's a continuation of the end above a comma. Good. But it's a little different than Taisus. Taisus talks about Chalukas Nagar Balbayas, that's above the Kama Kuf Yud Tes. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, there are two Ritvas, by the way. This is this is not found in the regular Ritva. This is found in what they call the Miyuchas Ritva, if you're looking for it. Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Ramban, they all say that we're basing ourselves on
the first mission of the last
Perek. Why? Because it says in that Mishnah, Hamakir Kelov Usfar of the Yad Acherim. Okay, this could go on right now across the street. No, there's a guy like selling a lot of books. across the street. So, where does he get the books from? He goes to a different shul sometimes and he picks up the leftover books. So let's say I'm going and I see my Rashba that is being sold over there. How do I know it's mine? It says Ezra Schwartz inside it. Right? Pretty good giveaway. Though there actually is a kid who was on the YU wrestling team a few years ago named Ezra Schwartz. It's not me. But so I find my sefer. So the Mishnah says, what do? I swear, Hamakhir Swabiyanachin, Yeshava Kamanasan Vigitol. In other words, I can't just take the Rashba away from the Mocher, right? The guy has to swear how much he paid for it and then take it. In other words, this Mocher, the book says, I bought it from somebody else. He swears how much he paid, and then he takes that amount of money from me. Then I have to pay for it. That's a din. It's called Takanas Hashuk. We don't want business to fall apart. So the Rashba and Spanish Rishonim ask a kasha that we should start with the Eilam Mitzvayos, but they give an answer that's a little bit different than Tosfos' answer. The answer is that we're basing ourselves on Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Daled, which is that if I see my books by someone else, I can't just take it away. Right? Or in this case, it's not just I can't just take it away. The guy who's trying to sell the books can't just Yeshava Kamanasan Vigitol. I swear how much I paid for that book and I take it away from him. I take it away from the rightful owner, I get that amount of money. So what do I see from the Rashba? I see an interesting thing, and this is where the lumdus begins to come in. Tosfos doesn't give the Rashba's answer, no? Tosfos says that our Mishnah is about Chaluka. The other Balei HaTosfos also don't ask Akasha, we pointed out. Some of the other Balei HaTosfos say something a little bit differently. They say that our Mishnah is not about Chaluka, it's about Geneva. Right? That because the last dinum of Bava Kama about Geneva, here we also continue Geneva. Okay, nice. But the Rashba and the Spanish Rishonim are saying that you know what the theme of our Mishnah is? It's Nishba v'Notel. That I swear and I take. Sometimes I could take, just it's mine, I take it. Sometimes I need a Shavua to take it. Zok the Rashba, Ritva, Ran, Ramban, whole school of Spanish Rishonim. You know what they're saying? That in our Mishnah I swear and I take. Right, in other words, Shnayim Oichsim B'Talis, we're both grabbed onto the talis. Me and Nadav are both holding onto the same talis. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. What's the din? I can only take it if I swear. Right, that's the din. That, says the Rashba, Ritva, Ramban, etc., is a Nishba V'Notel, just like the last parak in Bava Kama was about Nishba V'Notel. Ariel and then Nadav.
That's completely against Rashi, though, correct?
Completely against Rashi. So, I want to hold on Rashi for a few minutes. I think it's not against Rashi at all. But we'll have to hold. We'll have to hold on the Rashi for a minute. Yeah, or five. Yeah.
In the mission, the previous thing in Bava Batra, this is supposedly connected to, is that also okay with the mission of Inotel, or just
Chalukah? No, it's just Chalukah. There's no Shavuah over there. I give my wood to a carpenter. The carpenter is shaving it down. Big pieces go to me. Small pieces to carpenter. There's no oath, no vow, no nothing. No kol nidres.
So, what's his answer?
The Rashba's answer is that we are basing Bava Mitzia Daf Beis on Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudalet. My Bava Mitzia Daf Beis is about Nishba V'Notel. Bava Kama Kuf Yud Dalet was about Nishba V'Notel. And I want to continue my discussion of Nishba V'Notel. Now, in Lumdus, Adam, you had a comment? Okay, in Lumdus, this is important for the following reason. The Mishnayos and Shavuos on Daf Mem Dalet speak about two types of Shavuos in this world. A Shavuos is an oath, no? A neder is a vow, we'll say, and a shavuah is an oath. But a neder is an iser chafza, a shavuah is an iser gavra. Correct? That's the difference. Now, a shavuah comes in two forms. sometimes when I'm fighting with you, I swear, and then I am in nishba v'lo mishalim. I swear in order to make me not have to pay to you. And that's one type of Shavua, correct? There's another type of Shavua the Mishnah said in Shavuos, which is called a nishba v'notel. Nishba v'notel means, I swear, and then I take it away from you. It's a very different type of Shavua. Nishba v'notel is very different than nishba v'eino mishalim. Zot the Mishnah at the end of Shavuos. All the Shavuos in the Torah, all the Shavuos d'oraisa are nishba'in v'lo mishalmin. A Shavua d'oraisa, right? And we're going to be learning a lot of Bava Metzia, by the way, is about Shavuos, no? We're going to Shavua d'oraisa is a nishba v'lo mishalim. All the Shavuos have no twin. The Shavua that I swear and I take is a Shavua d'rabbanon. That's a rabbinic Shavua. The Rashba is saying that the Shavua in our Mishnah is a Shavuas Hanoitlin. And if you read the Ramban, it's even clearer than the Rashba on this point. The Shavua in our Mishnah is a Shavuas Hanoitlin. I swear and I take it away from you. I'm not swearing in order not to pay. We will flesh this out more in 1 second. Mr. Larson.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by
So there's sometimes in the Torah, for example, if I say you owe me $1,000 and you say no, you only owe me $20, you're moda b'mikses. Moda b'mikses, there's a din d'oraisa you have to swear. Well, let's say I say you owe me $1,000 and you say, Rabbi, you're a nice guy, I know that, you must be smoking something because I owe you nothing. You're kofar hakol. Kofar hakol is ishvur d'rabbanan. Modem mixes a shvu d'oraisa, kovako shvu d'rabbanan. There's a few shvus d'oraisa, right? Shvus hashomrim is d'oraisa. Other types of shvus are shvus d'rabbanan. We'll be discussing the difference between shvu d'oraisa and shvu d'rabbanan as we go on. But the point is, every shavua that shvus hanoitlin is by definition a shvu d'rabbanan. If I swear and then I take it away from you, that's a rabbinic shavua. Yeah.
But not all shavuos below mishalim are.
Are the oraisa? Correct. That's correct. It does. Right? It's not binary. The Rashba seems to be saying that the shavua in our Mishnah is a shavua of nishba v'notel. Yeah, Nadav.
How does the nishba v'lo mishalim come in this?
Okay. So, how does Nishba V'lo Mishalim come in? So, I contend as follows. Ready? My argument is going to be that in Lumdus, Tysus does not give the Rashba's answer for a few reasons. First of all, Tysus didn't ask a question, the same as the Rashba did. That's interesting. Tysus never has a Hava Amino, the second parak above Metziah should be before first parak, against the Maharam of Lublin. Maharam of Lublin has a pshat in this Tysus, which is, woo! Off the charts. Right? Doesn't make any sense. That's why Maharam Shift jumps up and down, says, you're just dead wrong. Okay, fine, good. Right? But there's a more fundamental issue. Rashba says the Shavua in our Mishnah is a Shavua of Nishba v'notel. Tosfos is saying the Shavua of our Mishnah is a Nishba v'enoi mishalim. And let me explain. We are both holding on to this talus, right? Mr. Sun, looking up. We're both holding on to this talus. Now, question. Conceptually, is the pshat that I have half of the talus and you have half?
No.
Or, what else could we say?
That we both acquired the whole but have to succeed.
We both acquire the whole and we just divide it because it's called a pshara. Right? It's a compromise. Right? The chalukah in our Mishnah, when our Mishnah says Shnayim Hatzim Batalas, I say it's all mine, you say it's all yours. So we say Yachloku. Yachloku could mean that we divide it down the middle because that's definitely the pshat. It could be Yachloku Bitoras Vadai. Or yachloku could be yachloku misafek. If it's yachloku misafek, that we are dividing it, not because I definitely have half, you definitely have half. We're dividing because I have the whole thing, you have the whole thing, but we can't both own the whole thing, no? We can't both own the same thing. That's impossible. So if we can't both own the same thing, so we divide it, yachleiku, met misafe, met is like a pshara, but that is because we both have whole. Right? The Torah's vadai is that each one has a half. Now, by the way, this is the simple way to do the chakira. As we move through the next few weeks, we will split this hair in a few different directions. Right? This is Bava Metzia day one. When we get to day 100, right? They talked about Romney's first 100 days now. That's like the topic. Right? When we get to day 100, right? So then we'll have to... I don't endorse any political candidates in share. That we have to talk about after. But when we get to day 100, so then we'll probably have a much more nuanced understanding and we'll question this. But the simple assumption is that if when we're both holding the item, we each have half, so when we divide it, I definitely get half, you definitely get half. That is vadai. But if we each have the whole thing, the chaluka is mitoras safek. That is pshat one. Mr. Larson? Now, but this also impacts on the type of Shavua that I'm taking. Let's say when we are grabbed onto this item, right? Let's say when we are both holding the talus, let's say it's mitayras vadai. That means we each have half. So what type of Shavua am I taking? I'm taking a nishba ve'eno mishalim. No?
Aren't you trying to get the other half, though? You're trying to take the other half from
you. Well, I am swearing so that I don't give you the half that's rightfully mine. One half is mine, one half is yours. That's what it should be. Right? Now, you're claiming my half. You're saying it's all mine. So I swear, and then I don't give you the half that's mine. No?
I think it's going to work both ways.
Let's first say it, let's say the opposite side. Let's say we both have the entire thing. Okay? That means that halakhically, when we are grabbed onto this talus, right, so you have the whole thing, I have the whole thing. When I swear, I am swearing to take part of what is yours. The whole thing is yours. I swear, and I take part of what's yours. That would be what I call a nishba v'notim. Right? Doesn't this flow logically? Right? In other words, I'm swearing, and I'm getting, right, the part that the whole thing is yours. I'm swearing, and now I'm chopping, I'm grabbing. Right, some of what was yours. I'm grabbing half of what was yours. Nishba v'notel.
But you claim it's yours also.
Yes, I claim it's mine. But in reality, in halachic reality world, there are claims and then there is metzius. We're both holding on to this item. That creates a metzius. The metzius is, it's both, the whole thing belongs to both of us. That's the metzius. Right? According to approach two. So when I swear, I'm going to collect half of what was yours. My claim isn't reality. I was just in a din Torah the other day. The guy's mamish claiming stuff left field. He's claiming stuff from the bullpen. He's claiming stuff. It made absolutely no sense. I could claim whatever I want, but that's not reality, no? It would seem, and this is something that we will... take us into the next Tisus. This is something that will take us into the next Tisus. That our Tisus, I contend, that the reason why Tisus doesn't learn like the Rashba is because I can't be basing myself on Bava Kama Kuf Yud Dalet. Bava Kama Kuf Yud Dalet is a Nishva V'Notel. Tosfos says the Shavua in our Mishnah is not a Shavua of Nishba v'Notel, it's a Shavua of Nishba v'Eino Mishalayim. I contend, I think this is pshat in the reason. The Rashba says it's nishba v'notel. The Rashba uses the words nishba v'notel here. The Ramban says it even clearer than the Rashba. The Rashba on Gimel Amir Aleph on the Rashba Divar Maso V'tana Tuna. The Rashba there also says beferish. It's a nishba v'notel. Nishba v'notel l'cha oira would be that we're dividing it up mitoras suffik. Right? Assuming that this chart is correct. Again, I'm not going to swear that this chart is correct, but intuitively, if you would ask me, like, to ponder the question, do we each have half, each have, like, the whole thing or not, that should reflect the v'alei suffik issue, and that should also reflect the, right, the nature of the Shavua. Is it a Nishba Shavuas HaNoitlen or a Shavua of Nishba Ve'eno Mishalem? And you should know that in Rishonim, in Rav, even before Rishonim, Rav Haigon, in the Sha'arei Shavuos, right, Rav Haigon lists all the Shavuos in the world. Right, we don't take Shavuos anywhere, no? They're kind of strange. Like, if you would go to a Beis Din and you're like, oh, be all excited, oh yeah, we're gonna watch them swear and, like, they'll light the black candles and they'll hold the safe. No one takes Shavuos anymore today. We're scared of them. Or Adrabo, we're not scared enough of them. We're worried that people wouldn't take the Shavuos seriously, and the Gemara says that the whole world shook when God said Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lashav, no? So Shavuos is a very serious thing, and Yom Kippur is coming up, no? Arba Chiluke Kapara. Shavua is considered from the Chamuros, no? There's Kalos and Chamuros on Yom Kippur, no? Shavua is from the Chamuros. Shavua is a very serious thing, but people wouldn't take Shavua so seriously, so we don't take Shavuas anymore. But Rav Haigon, at his time, they still took Shavuas. And Rav Haigon decides to tell us which are the Shavuas in the world, a Nishba Hanotlin, a Nishba in Ve'ina Mishalmin. Rav Haigon says, you know what? The Shavua of our Mishnah is Shavuas Hanotlin. And the Rambam writes the Shavua of our Mishnah, Shavuas HaNotlin. Not necessarily is that correct. It could be that Tosfos is arguing, that Tosfos is saying that the Shavua of our Mishnah is a Nishba Ve'eino Mishalem. There are big nafgaminas between Shavuas HaNotlin Shavua and Nishba Ve'eino Mishalem. Those are discussed in Choshen Mishpat Siman Pei Zayin, but not for now. I want to learn the Tosfos with you for a few minutes and make another Ha'ara on the Tosfos. Yeah.
Can you just go over the Vala and Suffolk?
Sure. If we each have half, no? So that means that when we divide it up, we are dividing it mitoras vadai. We're saying, I definitely have half. When I'm grabbed onto this talus and you're grabbed onto the talus, so the rabbis view it like we each have half of the talus. Right? If we each have half, so when we divide it down the middle, that is Shavua, that is, Chalukah mitoras vadai.
Is that related to, like, Nishba Ve'eino
Mishalim? I thought it is. In other words, I think that if it is Chalukah Mitoras Vadai, so then the Shavua is just reinforcing the half that I already had.
But if you say the one,
if I assume that's me, right? Exactly.
Right.
That's the pshat, to my mind. Okay.
But they're not. The garment itself is worthless. Let's say you just cut it in half, right?
So, is that true?
Let's see, a shirt.
What do you cut it
in half? You're right. A shirt is worthless if I cut it in half, because I can't do anything with one sleeve. But if I have the conventional type of talus, like a prayer shawl, and I cut it in half, I could still use it, no?
Yeah.
It might not be a talus for a 6-foot person, now be a talus for a 3-foot person.
It's not what you were holding on to, though.
Well, okay. So what am I holding on to? The Gemara is going to tell us in Dav Zayin. What I'm holding on to is the Tfisi B'Karkashta. Really, we are grabbed onto the fringes. Right? We're not actually... There's a different thing. The Gemara in Dav Zayin is going to say that if I'm holding on to the actual talis, Zezenota Amokam Shiyadon Maga'as, Vezenota Amokam Shiyadon Maga'as. Right? If my hand is here, your hand is here. Obviously, everything that's under my hand is mine. The case of our Mishnah is that we come to Bez and we're both grabbed onto the fringes. You know, sometimes the taluses have like those fringes at the end. So we're both grabbed on Tfisi Bekarkashta. That's the case of our Mishnah.
That's the case of our Mishnah.
Okay. I want to learn, one last question on this, and I want to learn and replace this. That I want to learn the Tyson with you, yes.
Two quick things. One, why does it matter if they're grabbing the fringes or the main garment?
Well, that we'll discuss when we learn that Zion.
And also, I always thought Yachloku means they sell it and then they split the value.
Right. The Gemara is going to say Yachloku means they sell it and they split the value, although a talus itself, they could have theoretically split directly. The Gemara will say Lamais, they sell it and they sell it and they split the value, but we could also split a talus and it still has some value. No? A shirt, you're right, has no value. Agreed. Half a shirt. A shirt has value. Half a shirt has no value, right?
Maybe it's a
value. Fine. Any other questions on this, or let's learn the rest of the Tosis. Okay. Zok Tosis, Shnayim Ochsim Batalis. Aydi da Ayri Bahagozo Basra Machlokes Nesures Naga Ubal Habayi. Since the Gemara in Bava Bas in the Bava Kama says that they are dividing. Now the Rashash takes the word Nesures out. Nesures means sawdust. They're not really dividing the sawdust, the Rashash says, no? What? And the Ozra Hadar sends you to the Rashash, who takes it out, right?
And he puts in three other words.
Machlokes, Bachalukes Nesurim. Right? Now we're talking about dividing up the way they divide up boards. Right? If I give boards to a carpenter, so how do I divide this stuff? Okay. So Nagar Balabais, the carpenter and the Balabais are dividing it. Diktani Bematzat Reo Shalom. Big Sharish or Balabais. The stuff that comes up with the bigger saw belongs to the Balabais. So it comes up with the smaller saw belongs to the carpenter. So Tani Hacha Nami Dine Chalukos. Here also we speak about Chaluka. In other words, according to Taisus, Shavua is not a theme of our Mishnah, by the way. The theme of our Mishnah is Chaluka, not Shavua. Rashba, Ramban, etc. We're saying Shavua is a theme of the Mishnah. That's very different. Then, the simple reading is that Taisus is asking a kasha on what he said beforehand. I am reading this Taisus against the Maharam of Lublin. Like we said before, Maharam of Lublin seems to be trying to interpose something that Chachmei Sfarad say within the Taisus. But none of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Vitzarfas, none of the French and German Rishonim ask a Kasha. Maharam of Lublin tries to read the Kasha into Taisus, but it's not mainstream. So if Tosis begins by saying Pshat, since we finished Bava Kama by speaking about Chaluka, so therefore we begin Bava Metzia by speaking about Chaluka, then Frek Tosis, V'af agad b'kshrei mesichta ein seder l'mishnah, v'ikam man da'amar kula nezikin lav chada mesichtahu. So Tosis is saying, why are you telling me that we're learning Bava Metzia because of what we said in Bava Kama? But Ein Seder LeMishnah. What's Ein Seder LeMishnah mean?
There's no order.
There's no order. It's like Ein Mukdamu Me'uchar BaTorah, no? Right, this first usually books are supposed to go in chronological order. The one notable book in the history of the world that really does not go in chronological order is the Quran, no? The chapters in the Quran go in descending order by the size of the chapters. Anyone ever read the Quran? Okay, good. Fine. The fact is, right, the fact is, Tosis is asking Kasha. He says, Kula Nezikin is not one Mesechta. If it's two different Mesechta, so how can I tell you that we're speaking about Chaluka at the beginning of Bava Metzia because the end of Bava Kama is about Chaluka? Right? That shouldn't work. Hani Mili, Le'in Yemachlokes V'achar Kach Stam. Lefisha Rebbe Lohaya Lomaid Kiseder Ela Kamosha Hayucha Feitzim Hatalmidim Aval Kisha Chibram Al Haseder Chibram Vitzar Pachomesechta Tam Lamanishnes Achashalofoneha. That's a mouthful. I just read like five lines. Who wants to explain to me what Taisa said? Ariel?
They didn't really go in order. They just went like questions of Talmidim, and then when they put it all together, they put it in order.
Okay, a little more precise. Tosis is saying that when we say Ein Seder La Mishnah, when they apply this rule that Mishnayis don't go in order, that means of Tosis for purposes of Machlokes V'Acharkach Stam. Right? Ein Seder La Mishnah means sometimes a Mishnayis, for example, the famous case, this is actually later above Messiah. There's a Mishnah that says Kol HaMishnah Yadol Tachtona. If I change the orders that are given to me as a worker, Yadol HaTachtona, I get the lower level, the lower end of the deal. Right? If I made any change, so Yadol HaTachtona. This point is actually Machlokes HaTanoim. And there's one Mishnah that said, has a Machlokes, so that Mishnah Yadol HaYom and Mishnah Yadol HaTachtona. Another Mishnah says, everybody holds Mishnah Yadol HaTachtona. So the Gemara discusses, is that called Machlokes Acharkach Stam or Stam Acharkach Machlokes? Sometimes if you do that not see Rav Mishnayis, that first is a Stam. The Stam would say, Mishana Yadol Tachtona. And then Acharkach, afterwards you have a Machlokes, you have a Mishnah that has a Machlokes, or Dosan Chacholim, whether Mishana Yadol Tachtona or not. Sometimes you have the reverse. You have first a Machlokes, Acharkach Stam. If it's a Stam Acharkach Machlokes, so then we don't know how to paskin. If it's machlokes v'acharkach stam, so then halachic is stam. Zok Tosis, if it's two different mesechtas, so then ein seder l'mishnah, and I do not know, right, if it's machlokes v'acharkach stam or stam v'acharkach machlokes. In one mesechta, I know the rules. Apparently. So far, so good? Now, there is, though, an interesting line in this Tosis that many people don't pick up on, but just to have some fun, because the first day of Shir, we'll discuss it. Ready? How come Rebbe taught Bava Kamma before Bava Metzia? Or did Rebbe teach Bava Kamma before Bava Metzia? Not necessarily. Right? Rebbe, by the way, did not write Mishnayos. What did Rebbe do? He compiled them. He redacted them. Rebbe went around, Rashi at the end of Bava Metzia, Kuf Zayin or something, Kuf Vav, I think, says that Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi went and he took the notes that everybody had from their own Rebbeim and he put them together and he made a big book called Mishnayos. It was forbidden to write notes and teach from those notes, but the students could write notes to help them remember, right? Rebbe took notes that the students took. It's really warm in here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a school for sleeping well. But Rebbe took the notes that the students had, and he put them together in Mishnayos. So the order of Mishnayos, Tosis is saying, is not the order that Rebbe taught Mishnayos. How did Rebbe teach? Remember, Rebbe is not only a writer, a redactor, an author, he's also a teacher. We call him Rebbe. Right? How did Rebbe, what was the order that Rebbe taught Mishnayos in? Whichever? Not he wanted. Whichever way the students wanted. Okay? So, the students want, right? It's up to what the students want. That's what Tosis said. Rebbe put Mishnayos together in his own order, but the sequence that he taught them is up to what the students wanted. Correct? This is very important, halachically, and this is like the teeny bit of pilpul that we'll do just to have fun, because it's the first day. Turn to Daf Tzadi Zayin.
Amud what?
Amud Aleph. It's around 10 lines or so. 14 lines. It's 14 lines before the lines get wide. Amrulei Rabbanan L'Rava. Okay? The Gemara has a concept called She'ela B'Ba'alim. She'ela B'Ba'alim means like this. If I'm, there are four Shomrim, no? Shomechinam. This is introduction.
Where?
What? We're on the page on Barilan, I have no idea. On the page of the on the Gemara page, it's 14 lines before the lines get wide. Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph. There are four Shomrim. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Socher, and Shoel, correct? And there are different halachos of each of the four Shomrim. These are things that will come up as we go through Bava Metzia. Okay. The four Shomrim, Shoel, generally is chayiv on everything, no? If I am a Shoel, I borrow it from you. So then I'm chayiv on everything. What's a Shoel putter from? Mesam Achmas Mulacha. If the animal dies, I borrow your car, and then the transmission goes out because the car is a 1984 Oldsmobile, and like by this point in history, transmissions in 1984 Oldsmobiles are going out, right? Mesam Achmas Mulacha. So then you are, right, your putter as a Shoel. There's another case that a Shoel is putter, and that's called Ba'alav Imo, no? The Torah speaks about Shoel, Ba'alav Ein Imo, then you pay. But in Ba'alav Imo, Lo Yishalein, the Torah says, no? If the Shoel means I borrow it from you, if the owner of the item, the owner of the ox, is with you when the unfortunate demise of Elsie takes place, so then, Ba'alav Imo, Lo Yishalein. That's what the Torah says. Good? Question. The Talmidim one day were having fun. Here, let's read the Gemara inside. Amru le Rabbanan le Rava. The rabbis say to Rava, right? Now, rabbis means the students in Rava's Shir. They say to the Rebbe, they say, Shoel lanmar, that you are Shoel. You are working for us. Ikbid. So Rava gets upset. Amar lahu la'afkue mimona kaba'itu. All you want to do is you want to get money out of me. Adarabba. Atun she'iltun li. Adarabba, he says. You students, you work for me. Right? The students say to the Rebbe, hey, Richard Joel walks around campus, he says, my name is Richard Joel and I work for you. No? You ever heard that line? I hear it all the time. Right? He says, I work for you. So the students say, Rebbe, you work for us. Right? That's what they say to Rava. Rava says, no. You guys, you work for me. Why? Why is it that you guys work for me? De'ilu ana matzi ishtemuti l'chumi mesechta l'mesechta atun lo matzitu l'ishtemuti. Right? Rava says, you students, you work for me. Why? Because I can move you from mesechta to mesechta. In other words, I as a Rebbe could come in and say, guys, I don't like Bava Metzia. We're learning Tzuvos. Right? Close up shop, done. Right? That's what Rava says. Right? So therefore, you guys work for me. Because I say jump, I say get a Tzuvos, and then you say, okay. Right? The student said, Rebbe, you work for us. And Rava, the Rebbe says, no, you guys work for me. Why do you guys work for me? Because I, as the Rebbe, get to decide... That what?
Which Gemara
we're learning. So, frecht in the back of the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras, there's a commentary of the Ohel Moshe, one line, on our Tosfos. You know what he says? Tzarech Iyun, from Daf Tzad Yizayin. What's a Tzarech Iyun? Because what's our Tosfos saying? How did Rebbe choose what Masechta to teach, according to our Tosfos? Because of the students! But the maskon of the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin is Atun She'eltun Li, that you work for me. No? In other words, that the Rebbe gets to decide what Masechta to learn. So this is a stira, a contradiction in Gemaras. This contradiction is asked by the great Goyin, the last Rosh Hashiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Everyone's been talking about the first Rosh Hashiva, Chachmei Lublin. First Rosh Hashiva, Chachmei Lublin was a yeshiva that existed in the first Hasidishi, outside of Chabad, the first Hasidishi yeshiva. It was only around between the two world wars, no? Then it went out of business. If any of you have gone on March of the Living, you probably spent time in Chachmei Lublin. The first Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin was Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi. Second Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin was the Pietra cover, also known as Reb Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, the fifth floor of the Mendel Gottesman Library across the street is named after him. And he wrote the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, right here, not to be confused with Rav Herschel Schechter's Sefer, called the Eretz HaTzvi. This is the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, different book. And the Kashya Glover in his Tshuvas asks on our Taisis also. He says our Taisis, Simon Tzadi Beis in the Kashya Glover's Tshuvas, he says our Taisis is against the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Zayin. Whew, good Kashya, no? So you know what he answers? A brilliant answer. Look at Rashi there on Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Rashi Dir Masel Atun She'ul Tun Li. What does Rashi say? Keep on reading. Lumlachti, fine. Shekshani chafetz lahaskul b'meseches acheres. Rashi adds three words. Shelo tishachach mimeni. Ein atem yecholim limchos biyadi. What's Rashi saying? Zuck the Kashya Glover. Rashi's saying like this. Rashi's saying, you know what? I, as a Rebbe, cannot just decide arbitrarily that I am going to not teach Bava Metzia and instead we're doing Ksuvas. I can't do that. But if I'm worried and I feel that I'm beginning to forget Ksuvas, and we know that the Mishnayos in Avos say, Hasheicheach Dover Echa Milim Hudo is Chayiv Misa, etc. No? If I forget one word of the Torah that I said, this is like the most frightening thing in Judaism, no? You get one thing that you study on Chayiv Misa, it's like really frightening. So it's almost impossible to comprehend. Okay, it's impossible to remember also, but that's part of the problem. But if I forget anything from my learning, I'm Chayiv Misa. So forgetting Torah is such a serious offense that it allows us to violate the regular rule of Ein Adam Lomeid Ella B'Makom Shalibo Chafetz. Really, the Talmidim should choose what Masechta to do. And that's what Taisvus says on Daf Beis, our Taisvus. The Talmidim choose what Masechta we're learning. Absolutely. Absolutely. But in a situation that the Rebbe is worried that he's going to forget his learning, because the Avera forgetting learning is so serious, so then in that situation only, we allow the Rebbe to choose. And that's what Rava was saying there on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Yeah?
Why don't we just say that this is the origin of different teaching styles?
Origin of different... So we could say that. We could say, in other words, it's a machlokas, effectively. Some people have the students choose, some people have... Now, I think in some ways this is just a nice opening to Masechta, because obviously there has to be a certain balance between what the Rebbe wants and what the students want. Right? So we're going to try to arrive at a good balance together as the year goes on. But this first Tosis, I think, is very, very interesting. Tosis seems to be saying something that's against the simple reading of Bava Kama, of Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin. But the point that we'll focus on more extensively tomorrow is that Tosis holds that the Shavua is a Shavua of Nishba ve'eno Meshalem as opposed to a Shavua of Nishba ve'notel. That's something that we'll flesh out more. There is Mincha across the street at 2:33. That's in 4 minutes. We should be able to make it. We're going to try every day to daven Mincha across the street in the main base Medrash.